A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
Here with Steve Okun, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. YouTube came out this week with a ban on certain types of content, what they are calling dangerous prank videos and challenges.
Well, you know, I was reading an article where the police officer in Utah had to come out with a statement. It said, "We urge you not to drive blindfolded." And it's kind of, he said it was shocking that he'd have to come out with that statement. But, you know, this is what you get to when you have these platforms. I mean, it could be YouTube, it could be Instagram, where the social media, maybe it's Snapchat, although I'm not on it, so I have no idea what it does. But where you have these platforms on the internet that give people, you know, exposure for doing really dangerous things. And now, you know, YouTube and others are having to come out saying no more dangerous stunts. And this, of course, all goes now to that film Bird Box.
Steve Okun, Senior Advisor to McLarty Associates, here on our International News Week in Review. YouTube came out and said they are banning the dangerous pranks and challenges after an outcry over some video showed people driving while blindfolded, tricking others into believing they had died. One person was killed when they shot him. He was holding up a dictionary to try to stop the bullet, as he had seen in some other stunt or something like that. So, you know, these prank videos, of course, are not always dangerous. For example, the ice bucket challenge or the bottle flip challenge. Those are, you know, pretty harmless, I guess. Is there a clear line of demarcation that we need to draw on these?
Well, I mean, you know, it used to be that you would only have professionals doing these. Like, you know, Glenn, you and I are so old and, you know, we grew up in the U.S., we probably watched Candid Camera, right? And we'd laugh at people, right? Because you would trick them. And, yeah. You know, certainly when you're on the airplanes now, there's, you know, there's versions of Candid Camera that go on.
Sure.
But now that you could be your own creator of shows, your own producer, your own star, you just think, what is it that is going to get me the most views, get me the most clicks? And you stop thinking about safety, your own safety or other safety. And that's what's, you know, where now you're getting people to recognize that the internet needs to be regulated. And this is part of that regulation now of the internet. It cannot be the Wild West.
Going back, I don't know, was it 15 years now? Johnny Knoxville, you know, he was doing it even before YouTube, right? He was actually putting videos out that were, you know, a lot of really, really dangerous stuff that they were doing.
And at least to some degree, he was somewhat of a professional. But people don't recognize, well, sometimes that what's reality and then also, you know, what's fiction, like the movie Bird Box that's out there now. You shouldn't be doing that as an amateur. And that's what's causing all of these problems. Again, it's just the internet is giving people that platform.
Right.
It's not that we were any smarter, I don't think, when we were growing up. It's just we didn't have the option to say, oh, let's do something really crazy and put it on YouTube. We just didn't do the crazy things, or maybe we did it and it just didn't get out there.
Yeah, yeah. I was just looking up Johnny Knoxville. It was actually 2002 or 2000 was when the first Jackass series came out. So 19 years already since that came out. But, you know, I can recall as a kid, you know, we did plenty of stupid things, everything from, you know, making ramps to jump our bikes to, in the wintertime in Chicago area, we did something called skitching, which is grabbing onto the bumper, the back of a car after it had snowed, right? And kind of skiing behind on our shoes, right, on the road, assuming there was snow on the road. I mean, you know, idiotic, right, when you look at it.
You know, and I remember when the film Friday Night Lights came out, there was a scene where, like, the football team would lay down on a highway and then would on the yellow lines and then would watch the cars go by at 60 or 80 miles an hour. And that, but there was a movie. You always have to tell people, you know, I worked in government, and people would say, oh, you know, how much is working in the real West Wing?
Yeah.
Or, you know, how much is Veep like? And I would have to tell people, it's a movie. It's a TV show, okay? And it, yeah, maybe the desk looks the same and the office is oval, but it's a TV show. It's a movie. Is that what real life is like? And now people would say, oh, well, you can lay down on a highway in a movie. I'll just do it in real life. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
And that's – so you're seeing it just more and more now. And, you know, now the question's going to be – now YouTube comes in and says, okay, we're going to eliminate this content. You are not allowed to put dangerous content up on our site. You can put on pranks, but you can't put, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel, when he goes out and pranks people, that's funny, right? When somebody drives blindfolded, not funny. But where is this going to extend? What about bullying on Facebook? Or what about bad political content, whatever it may be? You know, it could be white supremacist statements. Is Facebook going to have to start to kick that off? I think this is a front edge of a really interesting debate about how much is the platform responsible versus how much are the people putting the content up responsible?
Well, we've certainly seen that with Facebook over the past couple of years, not only hate speech, but also terrorists and fake news in whatever form that's taken. And I mean, they've been struggling with it. They have guidelines, they say, and they've been struggling. But still, you know, with the amount of stuff that's posted, especially on YouTube, you know, how can you ever get ahead of that?
But you can. It's going to be very, very expensive. Mm. This is a real debate going on in trade negotiations, right? Mm. Because when you're talking about IPR protection when it comes to a trade agreement, you know, on the one hand, you have like the, you know, Motion Picture Association that says if our pirated content is on the internet, it should be the service provider that's responsible for getting that down. And the service providers are saying, look, we're not the ones who are putting up the pirated content. It's those who should be held responsible. So the Motion Picture Academy or, you know, Warner Brothers, whoever, can't come to us. They have to go to people who are doing the bad acts themselves. Who's responsible for that type of content on the internet? And so what's interesting here is YouTube is saying, we're not going to allow it on. Well, if you can draw the line here, why can't you draw the line when it comes to pirated material? Why can't you draw the line when it comes to hate speech? Mm. I think this is a cutting edge of a very interesting debate that's going to happen.
We will keep an eye on it in coming days and weeks. Steve Okun, Senior Advisor, McLarty Associates. Thanks so much for coming in today to Money FM.
My pleasure, Glenn.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.